Right then, Amelia. So we're going to do Sleeping Beauty, Act 2. Do you remember what happened?
The flowers made blood fall on her hand.
That's right. The Princess Aurora had some blood fall from her finger because she was pricked by the flowers. That's right. And the flowers were given to her by Carabosa, weren't they? The evil fairy who was in disguise.
What, her?
Yes, her, the evil fairy, and she was in disguise. And what happened with the flowers? What did they make?
They pricked her on her hand.
And what did they make her do?
Fall to sleep.
Fall asleep for 100 years, I think.
That's the clue.
So let's find out what happened in Act 2. Act 2. 100 years later, many, many miles from Aurora's palace, a royal hunt was taking place in the forest. While courtiers on horseback galloped after a deer, Prince Florimond and his guests stopped for a rest in a clearing. "Let's dance," suggested one of the pretty ladies. The men were all keen, except for Prince Florimond. He forced himself to smile and bow to his dance partner, but secretly he was bored. "Another dance," cried a lord. "Not now," replied the prince. "You'd better catch up with the hunt before you lose them." "Aren't you coming too?" said the lord. "No, don't worry about me," he sighed. "I want to be alone." The guests were surprised, but didn't like to argue. As they left the leafy glade, Florimond was already slumped in gloomy thoughts. But why did he feel so fed up? He was a prince. What more could he want in life? As Florimond sighed again, a fairy dressed in lilac appeared. "You look sad," she said. "Let me show you something to lift your spirits." She swept her wand through the air, and a vision of a princess flashed in front of the prince. When Florimond blinked and looked again, there stood Princess Aurora, surrounded by fairies. Her grace and beauty made him want to reach out and touch her. He took a step forward, but the fairies blocked his path. He tiptoed left, then right, his eyes never leaving the princess's face. Finally, he was close enough to embrace her, but in that instant, she was gone. Why do you think that was, Amelia?
I don't know why she was gone. Why she was gone?
Because she was just a vision, remember? The fairy conjured up the vision of Princess Aurora to make the prince interested in her, Prince Florimond. Anyway, the next part of the story. The enchanted prince turned to the lilac fairy. "Who was that?" he asked. "Where has she gone? I've never seen anyone so wonderful in my life. I must find her." "Then follow me," said the fairy. From the glade, through the forest, the fairy guided Florimond. His step was quick, but she was quicker, dancing over logs and streams. At last, they reached a shimmering lake and boarded a fairy boat. As they glided over silver water, the fairy pointed to a distant tower. "The princess is sleeping in there," she said.
"There?"
"Yes, that's right." Florimond felt his heart beating faster. "Then I will go and wake her," he replied. Now, should we do Act 3 tonight or should we do it tomorrow?
Tonight.
Are you sure? Do you want to go to sleep yet? No, okay. Act 3. The castle entrance was barely visible under a century of creepers and cobwebs. Prince Florimond strode up to the rusty gates and boldly pushed them apart. Fighting his way through the overgrown garden, he eventually reached the castle steps. When he creaked open the doors, the oak doors, he saw two footmen sprawled on the floor. Their deep breathing told him they were simply asleep. Then the lilac fairy was by his side, her shining wand casting light down the dark corridor. "This way," she whispered. She led the prince through the silent castle, up a forgotten spiral staircase, and into the princess's room. Aurora lay on a four-poster bed, as pale as her silk pillow and perfectly still. "She's dead," cried the prince. "No, she's only sleeping," said the fairy, "and waiting for you to wake her." The prince had never spoken to the princess, and didn't even know her name. All he knew was he wanted to kiss her. As their lips touched, Aurora's eyes opened. Florimond stood back, embarrassed, but Aurora held out her hand. "Thank you," she whispered. The delighted prince helped Aurora to her feet and led her down the stairs. He was so dazzled by her beauty, he didn't see the castle change around him. The creepers and vines melted away, and all over the castle, people woke from their long sleep. "Come and meet my parents," said Aurora to her prince. She whisked him to the main hall where her parents were dusting the crowns. Their crowns. "Aurora," cried the king and queen. "What a lovely name," thought the prince. "Meet the prince who broke Carabosse's spell," cried the princess. She turned to smile at her rescuer. He was kneeling on the floor. "Aurora," he said, "will you marry me?" And we'll read Act 4 tomorrow.
Aww, can I have a tissue now?
Yes, you can have a tissue now. Say goodnight to Audio Boo.
Night, 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 Barbies.
And give Audio Boo a kiss.